Rashi, at the beginning of the Tzavim, quotes a Medrash, Lama Nismecha Pasas Hatem, the Tzavim L'Klolos. Why does Pasas Tzavim come right after the Klolos in Kisavo? L'fisha Shamu Yisrael Mea Kolos Choshesh Daim. When Klai Yisrael had heard 100 Kolos, Klolos, the 100 curses minus 2, Chutz Mi Mem Tashir B'Tovos Konim, beyond those 49 that were mentioned in Sefer VaYikra, Horiku Pneim VaAmru Miyuchal Lamod BeElu. So they turned colors. Who can survive these colors? Hischel Moshe LeFaisam. So Moshe brought them back. Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem. You're still here. Lifnei Hashem Elokecha, standing before Hashem. So the Kli Yoko interprets. Why did asks? Why does it say Meya Chosa Shtayim, 100 minus 2. It should have just said 98. So he says that there really are indeed two that are implicit. And that is, it says, Gam kol choli v'chol maka asher lo kosa b'sefer HaTorah zeh yalem Hashem alecha at hishmotcha. Because even the two that any illness or affliction that is not written until God will afflict you with. And the reason that they're not counted, those two, because they're not explicit in the Torah. So therefore it's 100 minus 2. And therefore they were seized with fear because of those two, which are not explicit, and what could lead to their ultimate destruction. So it's interesting. The Mishnah in Megillah and Daf Lamed Aleph says that the reason we brachos or klolos in Mishnah Torah before Rosh Hashanah that we should, and the reason, but we read our minig is to read the tzavim before Rosh Hashanah, is because the brachos and klolos, so the answer is why brachos and klolos before Rosh Hashanah? Because the brachos and klolos were the krisis bris in Avos Moav. And it continues from Kisavo into Nitzavim as in terms of the bris, as it says, La'avrecha b'bris, Hashem Elokecha. And therefore, it's important to mention this bris of Avos Moav before Rosh Hashanah, most especially the mitzvah of Netzavim, the parasha of Netzavim, which alludes, as references the mitzvah of Tshuva, because when we come to Hashem, to appear before Hashem on Rosh Hashanah, and we ask for His mercy, what do we say? We see in the piety, La Bris HaBris. It's based on the covenant that Kodesh Baruch Hu has with the Klai Yisrael. And therefore, maybe that's the minig that why we blow 100 kolos on Rosh Hashanah, because we're asking for Slicha Mevchila on Rosh Hashanah, and that's based on the Bris with Klai Yisrael and Kodesh Baruch Hu. And therefore we blow the Mea Kolos, which corresponds to the 100 Klolos, that God should be merciful to us and mitigate against those Klolos Chas V'Shalom, which are mentioned in the Tochacha, the 98 explicit and the two that are not written, Ashalok Suva Torah, called Choli V'Chol Maka. And therefore the 100 Kolos is a reference to that, because on Rosh Hashanah, as we appear before the Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's all based and founded on the krisis bris that Kodesh Baruch Hu has with Klai Yisrael.